Beaver Pride Male Athlete of the Week from the BSU basketball team, men's basketball team, Lance Rongstead. Congratulations, Lance.
Thank you much.
You guys finally were able to put back-to-back wins together. How nice does it feel?
It feels real good. You know, we've played teams tough all year on Friday. We've, you know, a lot of the top teams in the conference had right down to the wire. I should have beat a couple of them. And then we have a lot of turnarounds on Saturday where, you know, we didn't quite have the legs that, you know, we had. And Tent City would fall a little bit below the standard that we needed to be at in order for us to be successful. And definitely think it cost us a lot of games. So finally felt good to, you know, get on the right track and put two games back-to-back together and get two wins.
All right, it's now no longer a fluke that you're putting in 20 a night. You've done it for about 6 weeks in a row now. Again, does it just come down to being comfortable with the offense or the guys finding you, or what's it been?
Yeah, definitely the comfort factor has come a long ways for me personally. You know, getting comfortable coming off ball screens, knowing when I need to step up and shoot the ball, and kind of having coach there saying, you know, you need to have a couple more shots a game, and, you know, having the guys having the confidence in me to, you know, to throw me the ball on the wing and late shot clock when, you know, it needs to be shot up. And so I think I'd like to think that me and Jermaine have been doing a good job of that with Jermaine attacking. I get a lot of opportunities to spot up in the corner. He kind of finds his way to my side quite often, which gets me open shots. So I think it's just a combination of that stuff where, you know, we're finally getting used to playing together in this offense and getting shots where people, you know, are good at shooting those shots, you know, with Mason and Zach shooting, you know, open shots at the top of the key off those ball screens, and Jermaine going to the rim, getting people open. So it's kind of coming together.
How much different are the last 3 minutes of a game as opposed to the first 37?
You know, it's just comes down to toughness. Mental toughness, I think, is the biggest thing. You know, are you going to go up and get the board? Are you going to, you know, and if you watch any of these games too, officials let it go. So not only do you have to be mentally tough, you have to fight out there for everything at the end of games. And, you know, me and Mason were talking the other day about, you know, doing like little dirty things. I mean, not, you don't want to say cheap, but, you know, there's things that you pick up that you can get away with over playing in the NSIC for 4 years that gets you rebounds. And, you know, it gets people to miss layups, whether it's, you know, pushing them down by their knee where officials aren't looking and stuff like that. And, you know, honestly, I hate to say it, but that's the stuff, it can win and lose games, you know, when you get a big rebound that you need, holding onto the back of somebody's shirt instead of grabbing them with your arms. And, you know, it's funny to say, but it's just that toughness stuff, to, you know, where you like to have your seniors step up and, you know, make those plays. It doesn't matter how you make them, you just got to get it done in order to win those games.
All right, you and I have talked enough basketball here in the last few weeks because you've been scoring so much. We've talked a lot. Let's talk a little football. How proud were you? How happy were you for Brian Lainhart and his performance on Saturday?
I was just, you know, I had so much energy watching this game. I watched it with my fiance Kelly and Mary Graham, who was on the trainer for the football team, and they made fun of me quite a bit when Brian scored his touchdown. My celebration got a little out of hand, apparently, but weren't a lot of people there to witness it, so I don't have to be too embarrassed about it. But I mean, the kid has earned absolutely everything that he has gotten, and anything in the future he's going to get. I mean, I cannot imagine the extra hours and the work that he's put in to become the player he is. He graduated high school at 205 pounds. He's now 265, you know, and has a good chance to play in the National Football League. I mean, he's definitely one of those kids you look at and you want to be just like.
What was your reaction when you saw him standing on the sidelines with a Penn State helmet next to him and a USC helmet next to that and a fill-in-the-blank helmet next to that?
Yeah, it was the coolest thing ever. I was just out there picking out. I was like, oh, it's Florida, and there's Kentucky, and, you know, there's an Alabama helmet. Like, you know, there's no way Brian Lainhart is playing with all these kids. And not even that, he didn't just play. Like, he was fairly successful in that game. He was offensive MVP. I mean, they just don't hand those out to Division II players because they feel bad that they're playing with the big guys, you know? And so I'm proud of the kid. I mean, he's the godfather of my baby, so, you know, I'm very close with him, been been best friends with him for 4 years now. So I feel so proud to, you know, just know him, you know.
You're not just saying that to get a low interest loan in the future, are you?
I'm not taking loans from him. There'd be no paybacks.
Good point. Super Bowl quarterbacks. What was your thought? I mean, Kaepernick has done that since he started. I don't know how much you've watched the Ravens play, but how impressed are you with what Flacco's been able to do here?
Oh, he stepped up, man. I mean, I actually thought 49ers were going to run away with it, just how hot they were playing. And, you know, Kaepernick, there's not a lot of dual-threat quarterbacks in the league, and the ones that are out there have been having just tremendous success, you know, with RG3 and Russell Wilson from Seattle. So I fully expected it not even be a game, and then have Flacco come out and just take the game over. I mean, even after the blackout when the 49ers went on that run, Flacco stepped up again, and, you know, they didn't punch it in, but they got the field goal that basically turned the game, forced them to get a touchdown. And it was a good game to watch.
You've played in a lot of big games, obviously not to that caliber, but he didn't throw an interception in the playoffs. How hard is that?
That's unreal, especially when every step you go beyond the past one is supposedly the better team. You know, the better defense, they're doing more of this and that. And, you know, it's, at that level, everything's so confusing where, you know, they're out there doing 1,500 different things on defense in the course of a game. I mean, you can't prepare for all that. And that just comes down to, you know, just being a leader and, you know, taking over and stepping up and saying, I'm going to do this.
Congratulations. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you much.
For more information on the Beaver men's basketball team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is coming up next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.